let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Weathering the storms of life, Pastor Valinda Webb-Smith shares the spiritual lessons learned from her tumultuous journey in her highly praised book, Pureness of Integrity. Pastor Valinda Webb-Smith breaks down her lessons into three simple sections: applying pureness of integrity to life as a Christian and your relationship with God, how to remain pure and moral as a man or a woman in today's world, and how to maintain a relationship with God and each other as a family. And finally, how to apply all these lessons learned to the community as a whole. Pastor Valinda Webb-Smith provides clear definitions of integrity and what it means for a rich and fulfilling Christian life, along with examples from the Bible to further emphasize the importance of God and Jesus' words. And Pastor Valinda Webb-Smith, author of Pureness of Integrity, is our guest on This Week in America. Pastor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
I am looking forward to this conversation. The book is Pureness of Integrity. A big part of this is prayer. And as we start here, tell me about prayer and why prayer is so important and needs to be a foundation for all of us.
Because, you know, staying in communion with God is so important, you know, and Him responding to us so He could direct us to what we need to do and how to live. That's so important. I pray all the time. I'm praying right now. I have taught my mind how to pray.
Now, let's talk about that for a second. So often people think of prayer as formal. I have to set aside a time for prayer. I need to give it great thought before I enter into prayer. And I think what you're saying is basically what it can be spontaneous. We can pray anytime.
That's right. That's right. It can. You know, God wants to communicate with us all the time.
Do we miss sometimes messages when we're not tuned in, when we're not in a prayerful state?
Yes. Because a lot of times we pray, but we don't sit and wait for the answer.
Yes.
We just get up and start doing something. And sometimes we got to sit and listen to what He says. He gives us the answer. But we too instant these days.
Yeah, we need the instant gratification. And sometimes it's difficult. We don't put ourselves in a position of quiet where we actually can be quiet and reflect and listen and have that dialogue that you were talking about. The title of the book, Pureness of Integrity, how did you come to write this book? What was the reason behind writing this?
Well, I was so lost in the world. And when I read Genesis 25, it gave me another outlook at life, that I realized that we were so far from who we really is to where we were supposed to be in the beginning because of sin. So I loved that word integrity. And when I started doing research on it, I realized that's what I need. I wanted to walk in integrity because I wanted to get so close to God.
That is a big word, integrity. Another big word is pureness. The title is Pureness of Integrity. What does pureness of integrity really mean? What does it mean to you?
It means getting close to God, walking the way that He would want us to walk.
It's very simple, and it's brought out in a very relatable way in Pastor Valinda Webb-Smith's book, Pureness of Integrity. The spelling on that, if you're Googling, Valinda is V as in Victor, E-L-I-N-D-A, Webb-Smith. Book available, Amazon, the usual places. We'll go through that as the program continues. Pureness of Integrity is the name of the book. Why, Pastor, is this so important? Why is the pureness of integrity important, so important? You wrote this book.
Because I have seen so many people that go to the left, I'm going to call it. You know, our morals have gotten so bad and out of place. And we need to remind it that it's so important that we get back on the right track. We don't have to walk around like we dirty. We are good. God said everything I made was good.
The book is Pureness of Integrity, Pastor Valinda Webb-Smith, the author and our guest on the program. How does a Christian apply this to their life? What's the practical purpose of pureness of integrity, the practical application. We can read it and we can use it. How do we use that?
One of the things I have learned, if we read the scripture and see what is it telling us to do, how do I supposed to act? What way am I supposed to walk? We supposed to, in the 2 Timothy 3:16, the word supposed to profit us. So when we read the word, it's supposed to help us change and see how we supposed to be. And when integrity is who God is, I really, pureness is really who God is. And he wants us to walk in integrity. So I put both of them together. It's called it pureness of integrity, putting God in us so that we could walk the way he will want us to walk.
I mentioned,
and do the things he want us to walk.
I mentioned in the beginning, you use examples from the Bible. Can you give us some examples from the Bible so people can look them up for themselves and maybe jot these down and go back and after the program is over, the interview is over, and look for themselves and get the inspiration that they need? What are some examples from the Bible that we should be focusing on?
One of my favorite examples is Paul. You know, Paul went around killing people, killing Christians. But in 2 Timothy 4:2, it said, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifesting of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. When I read that, that tells me, wait a minute, I gotta be careful how I act, because I'm showing somebody else how to act wrong too if I'm doing wrong. So I need to realize that Paul showed me how he was crucifying people, but when God called him, it changed his whole life. And that it means sometimes we're gonna go through some struggles.
Well, it does, and we all go through those struggles, and I know you have as well, so it's not like, okay, here's the pastor, and she's probably had an ideal life, no problems that she's had to face.
No, I didn't. I did not grow up in the church.
And here you are now in the church, well-respected, writing this book that's impacting so many people in a positive way, Pureness of Integrity. Our guest is Pastor Valinda Webb-Smith. Book you can find wherever books are sold, and we'll give you that throughout the program and link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. There are those that would say, you know what, God knows we're not perfect. So how can he expect this to be pure? When somebody says that, what response do you have?
I tell them, no, we not. But we could come very close to it. If we go through the guidelines God gives us in the Bible, we could come close to who he is. You know, one of the things I have found out is that when I do something wrong, if I go back and look over it and see what happened, what do I need to change? Because I know I'm not supposed to do this. It's a shame to do stuff that you don't even believe in yourself, but we do. So I use this as a guideline to help me to change the way I think and change the way I see things so that I could be better, because it's getting so hectic out here. You know, people fussing with each other all the time. It's time to change. We need to help one another.
You know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking this is the perfect book to read. You will learn something from it, but keep close by that you can go back and use it as a reference as you're going through those situations you're talking about in life where we're fussing with each other and we never seem to be quite happy. No matter what we have, we're never quite at that level of happiness we think that we should be at. And the book Pureness of Integrity will come in handy there. I mentioned that the part of this is to use all of this to come together as a family, to come together as a community. How can a family receive purpose of integrity, pureness of integrity? And I ask that because in a family, you've got different opinions, you've got attitudes, different points of view. How can a family use this to be a better family, better individuals, and better family?
Well, in Matthew 10:36, it says, we was foes, and foes is families, and that we come against each other. Well, this will, thinking of how to be pure and walking with integrity, we watch the things that we do, and that we help to love one another, that we know, yes, we're not going to always agree, but if we learn how to respect one another and realize that two people could be unagreeable, but still work together, and that they could walk with love with each other, because so many families are being torn apart in this world, and we got to get back together. That's what God wanted us to be, a family.
The key to that is one of the keys, Pureness of Integrity, the book by our guest on the program, Pastor Valinda Webb Smith. How do you propose, advise we apply the lessons that we learn from Pureness of Integrity to the community? We talked about the family, community important as well. How do we take these lessons and apply them into the community to make the community better?
Well, you know what I call community common unity. And if we will use respect, how to respect and walk in with our morals right, the way we, you know, kids these days don't say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. They don't say thank you or nothing. But we got to get back to that, because we as a community, how are we going to help each other if we don't even know how to react with one another? And as a community, we teach people all around us how they're supposed to act. So if I'm trying to walk in pureness of integrity and someone see, they'll start saying, wait a minute, I got to make some changes because I want to be in unity with my community.
I love that. That's a great way to look at that. And that's maybe the first step in bringing us together again, like maybe we were at one point before we suddenly got to, not suddenly, it's happened over decades, where we were divided, where we're in the state that we're in today. Pureness of Integrity is the book. What, Pastor, do you hope the reader takes away from reading your book? I'm sure as you sat down to write this, as you were writing the book, you had hopes and ambitions and dreams and goals for the book. What do you hope the takeaway is when we read Pureness of Integrity?
One of the things I have done, I have prayed for every book that has been sold or going to be sold. I'm always praying. Every day I'm praying that somebody will get this book and they have an answer to whatever they need to get back on track. I hope it opened up to show them that there is a better way, that they don't have to lose hope, that they could continue no matter what they've been in the past. But today, when they read this book, they could say, wait a minute, I could change some. I could do better one step at a time. And that's what my hope for this book is, just whoever get this book, that it will have something in it that will help them with their life.
And the nice thing about Pastor Valinda Webb Smith is these are not just theoretical things that she's thinking about. She's lived this. She's been out working in church development, been a pastor for 21 years, working in the media and getting the word out. Let's go back and look at 1998 and where we are now. Are you hopeful that we maybe are understanding the folly of our ways, and we do need to make some changes?
I hope so.
Yes, yes.
I hope so. You know, I have done 25 years teaching in a prison. And that's what I see people just come in and out. And I'm always trying to give them hope that they don't have to come in and out. When I'm on the street, I'm always trying to give somebody hope. When I work in the hospital, I'm always trying to give somebody hope that they could have a better life. And if they take this pureness, because we can be better than it, that means being better than what we was. That's what pureness means. Integrity, that I can walk right. I could do better than what I used to do, because I got a little hope now. And I'm just giving this book out to people. I wrote it that they would see that it don't have to be the end. This could be the beginning. Pureness of Integrity.
The book is simply written. You can understand. It's relatable. It's a book that the call to action is quite obvious as you're reading it, what Pastor Valinda is talking about. You minister to the whole person. I want to talk about that for a minute or two here. We've got time left because that's so important, I think. Why is the whole person important? So often you see people impacted, but not totally, just a portion. Maybe it's the public, maybe it's the private, maybe it's at work, maybe it's at social activity. Why is the whole person so important?
Because if you don't get to know the whole person, you really ain't going to get a good aspect of what's really going on with them. So sometimes you got to meet them at their need, help them with it, but then you still got to get to know them and help them and just support them. So many people feel lost that they don't have no support, that nobody tried to understand them. But you got to try, because we all come short of the glory of God. But when we look at somebody else, we can see their faults, but we don't see our faults. But if we got faults and they got faults, we could come and help together. I always tell people, you know who get on my nerves the worst? Me. And the reason I say that is because if I get on my nerves worse, then that can't get on my nerves worse, because then I could keep trying with them. Because we give up on people so easily instead of keep trying. Sometimes, I always say this, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, and that's so important because, again, in the times we live, we're very impatient. We want to see changes. We want something to happen, and, okay, yes, we want it to happen now. We're not willing to plant the seed and wait for something positive to happen. Yes. What other books have you written and or working on now? Are you working on something else?
It's a part two to Pureness of Integrity, talking about marriage, talking about more about the community, parents. And then I also write a book, and hopefully be out by the beginning of next year, Why God Gave the Word. So both of these books should be out hopefully by January.
Talk about the experience of writing these books. What's it like when you do the contemplation, when you do the research and you tie it all together? What's that process like for you? Do you learn something as you're working on these books?
Yes, it has changed my life. Because if you had asked me 10 years ago, I would have said, no, this was not what I thought I could do. When I realized that God wanted me to do this, I was like, you got to be joking. It's bad enough you call me a pastor. Now you want me to write a book? But it has helped me so much. It has helped me to long suffer with people more. It has helped me to have a better attitude with people, because I'm a lot of times I'm around people that nobody else wants to be bothered with.
Well, you talk about the ministry in prisons. You work in nursing homes a lot too. A lot of people forgotten in nursing homes, and you give them that comfort in both of those venues. Overseer Pastor Valinda Webb Smith is our guest on the program. She's been pastor for 21 years, overseer pastor for New Life Wake Up Ministries, Inc. What has this been for you? Mentioned the struggles that you went through and where you are now. To see where you are now and the wisdom that you have, it's almost hard to believe there was a time when you weren't. But what's life been like when you got these answers that maybe you didn't even know you were looking for, and where you are today?
I was lost. For 10 years, I tried to kill myself.
Wow.
And it wasn't until I came to God that I found out that I had a purpose. I never thought I had a purpose. I didn't drink. I didn't use drugs. I didn't smoke cigarettes. But I felt so lost out here in this world. But when God gave me this, I finally came alive. I realized that I have a purpose, that I can help other people, that they might be lost where I was. And I'm hoping that through these books, that someone will get a brand new life.
The book is...
I call my ministry, Wake Up, What's Your Purpose?
Well, and it's an interesting question. I'll let that question resonate there, and everybody can sort of answer that for themselves or give it some thought and probably be shocked if they really think about it, that, mm-hmm. you know, where they are. You've got a YouTube channel, I understand. You can find some videos on YouTube. How do we go about doing that?
Preaching and some of my ministers and stuff. I train ministers too. in the Word.
And that would be what New Life Wake Up Ministries, is that what they would put in YouTube and be able to find the videos there?
Yes, yes.
So that's one way that you can get more information and learn more, New Life Wake Up Ministries on Google. You can Google it and that will take you to YouTube and other areas. And the book is Pastor Valinda Webb Smith, the author. The book is Pureness of Integrity. Book available, I'm saying Amazon. Any particular place you want to send them for the book, or does Amazon work?
But it's also, if they even put it in Google, it will come up with my publisher and it is already online.
That's great. And you can find that, and we'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Pastor Valinda, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I hope we can do this again, so much more in the conversation.
Yes.
You've done an excellent job with this book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. It has been our pleasure.
Rick, I've sent blessings and prayers for you and your workers, all who's around me. I lift them up to you in prayer. I've been praying for y'all, and y'all stay safe, and I thank y'all so much.
Well, thank you as well, and I appreciate the kind words. And our guest, Pastor Valinda Webb Smith, Pureness of Integrity, the book. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.